Hello.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm actually very, really tired. Like, I don't know if
Yeah.
it's because of the heat or like I don't even know what's going on, but I
Yeah.
just feel so tired.
I understand
But yeah, welcome back again.
that. Round two. Another round.
Round two.
Another round.
So guys, if you don't know, obviously you wouldn't, but like I and Andrea already recorded this, and then when I was getting ready to edit it, the audio was just terrible. I mean, on my
Africa.
part, and I'm like, what's going on? So yeah, we are back again recording the same episode, and if you're listening with us for the first time, welcome. This is TTWM, and the full meaning of that is Talk Time with M. And today's topic is this life is really not balanced, and obviously we have our guest Andrea with us today.
Hello, hello.
So before Andrea introduces herself, I'm just going to tell you guys like why we're talking about this. And the reason why we are talking about this is because I and Andrea, we do have frequent calls like on FaceTime, probably like once a month. And we our conversations usually just get deep. And I don't even know how we get there.
Yeah.
And this particular one that we talked about hits home. So, I asked her if she could just come on Talk Time with M, kind of like discuss some of the things that we've spoken about and see if, other people feel the same way or what their own views are, and just, get other people's opinions basically. So yeah, we're gonna start with Andrea introducing herself. So you have the floor.
Hi, my name is Andrea. I guess what I do, right? I work as an entry-level civil engineer for a civil design firm in South Carolina. And I've been working for about a year and a half-ish. So I'm an old man now. So, but yeah, that's basically what I do. That's my day-to-day.
I'm screaming. Okay, so we're just going to jump straight into it. And we're going to start off with a question, which will lead to like two or three questions after that. But the first question is, do you think you can have it all?
I feel like we've literally, it's so funny how even just between then and, because when did we
Now,
record it? Like, I don't
so
even
it's
know when.
like I think it was like probably ending of April, beginning of May.
Yeah, between then and now, my answers have probably changed for most of the questions. But like, do I think so? It's still okay. Actually, it's still a no. I don't really think that you can have it all, at least not at the same time. Just this is just based off of my definition of what it means to have it all for me in my own life. I just don't think it's possible at the same time to kill yourself to have everything. Yeah, so that's basically.
And is there a reason why? Like, why do you think you can or can't have it all?
Well, that's another thing, right? Okay, so for me right now, I feel like it's going to be difficult to have it all just because I'm at this stage in life where it's like everything is still like so new, so trial and error. Like, I can't say for sure that, oh, this is what I want to be for the rest of my life. Like, oh, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And in trying out everything, I have to make a lot of sacrifices and in giving myself the opportunity to be able to like try new things. So I have to sacrifice some other things. So for me right now, it's more with family versus working and determining where I want to be in the future. Yeah, everything that I'm doing right now is definitely like for my family. I have my family in mind, because what's the point of me working or even being this far away from them? It's for them. It's kind of like, honestly, it's kind of like a stupid mentality if you think about it, because it's like
No, it's
you're working
okay.
for them, but you're not even able to be with them,
Be
which
with
is
them.
silly. But like right now, I just feel like it's impossible for me to say that I want to, be able to achieve all these things and achieve this amount of stability in financially and, be also just in a good place mentally to be able to give back to my family if I'm back home. Yeah, I can't have everything right now. And I feel like slowly I'm coming to terms with it. I'm finding peace with it that, okay, you know what? I'm not just here for the sake of being here. There's actually a goal to it. And it's right. not like I'm never going to see my family again. Yeah, I'm missing a lot of very, I guess, like big milestones, very intimate things, which is terrible to think about. But
I mean, okay, that's actually very interesting because I guess like the next question kind of leads a little bit into what you've already talked about, which is just what your own perception or your own definition of having it all is. Like, I know just recently you just mentioned, you know, like missing big milestones are things that you wouldn't necessarily like. And obviously if you're there for the big milestones, you would kind of consider that as part of having it all, and also having the job, able to take care or be there for your parents. But obviously where you are right now is not there. So you wouldn't necessarily consider that as having it all. So would you say that is your perception and your definition of having it all?
I feel it's like, and honestly, see, I'm like, oh, I've already made peace with the fact that in the next couple of months, I'll have a different definition of it for sure. Well, basically, for me right now, just trying to constantly make sure that, okay, I'm learning new things. Like, I'm exposing myself to things that ordinarily I wouldn't even think that would be of interest to me, because there's so many niches in this world, like so many things you can get into, like it's amazing.
There really is, and because of where we come from, we are so secluded and so close-minded to what they are, especially because of, I guess, what we have been exposed to, especially in where we come from right? Like, because we come from Africa, what we see as that whole view of success will be what they see in the Western world. And what they mostly see that is prominent in the Western world for success is obviously careers like accounting, lawyer, you know, business, you know, man, things like that. So I guess that I feel like I do agree with that to a huge degree, because genuinely what we are exposed to is what we will know or what we will see or what we will regard as success. So the niches that are behind, like that are just left in the dust that no one can necessarily see, we don't pay attention to them. But generally speaking, a lot of people actually do make money from that, especially even here in the Western world. I don't know if you've seen that video online where like a guy goes around and sees people in like really expensive cars and asks them what their job is or what they do. And it's just, you haven't seen it? Oh my gosh, I will look for it and try and send it to you. But basically this guy, he either like goes to people's houses, especially like in areas that are very, very luxurious, or people's cars that are really, really nice and really expensive, and ask them what they do. And you hear someone say that they are into cybersecurity. But I mean, I know cybersecurity right now is really, really booming, but back in the day, like, especially with where we come from, it was not regarded as something you should go into. If you're not a lawyer, a doctor, or an accountant, then forget it.
You're a failure.
Literally. Literally. If you don't know math, if you don't know science, if you don't know engineering, forget about it. If you don't know physics. And also, when I was hearing the different, you know, jobs that they were going into, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was literally mind blown. Like, these things, I don't even want to say these things exist. Yeah, like, they exist. But, like, also, we didn't even consider them to be successful, or to see someone, you know, drive such a car or live in such a house.
Right. But so that's another thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is, I guess, when you're defining for yourself, like, that having it all or that success, is it with money? Like, and also, like, like being able to have a career that will earn you that much money, or is it like having a career that will just, you're just satisfied, like you just have.
See, that was literally like the next question I was going to ask. Like, I was going to ask whether, you know, your perception or your definition of having it all, like what does it have to do with, like, what is it based on? Is it based on monetary value? Is it based on personal satisfaction? So I think there's like obviously multiple ways to actually define having it all, but also for each individual is going to be different, because there's something that they're basing their all from, like, whether it's from personal satisfaction, whether it's from monetary satisfaction.
Right.
So it's really difficult, honestly. And it's also not something that one person can define, because right. having it all is subjective, especially for different individuals. Like,
yeah. And I feel like that's why one of the reasons why there's such a restlessness in our world now, because like we having it all for the entire world has always been money, which I mean, to some extent it is like having, I guess, just the feeling of financial security. Mm-hmm. I should say more than that. Like, so it's just having money. And so nowadays where, you know, a lot of things are moving in our culture, even with just like just being a big movement with more inclusivity and things like that. Mm-hmm. And now more and more people are seeing, like, people are seeing other people succeed when they have like the same, I don't want to say flaws or just things that they themselves have considered flaws and mm-hmm. have used it as a reason to like hinder their success or hinder their courage to go after things that they want. And now mm-hmm. they're seeing somebody else with similar characteristics who is like, who has like this level of confidence or this level. And they're like, I don't know if there's just this restlessness within.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, have I like hindered the possibility of reaching all those other emotional riches
right.
for the sake of like monetary like stuff, and like it can't really buy you all those like, you know,
right.
more in-depth things that's supposed things. To grow and stuff. And stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just so interesting.
Like it's just to see like the different views and just, I guess, how the world is now, to see how different people would base it off of. Even sometimes people can base having it all off of competition. Like if they are doing mm-hmm. better than their competitor or someone that they would regard as their competition, like obviously they would say that they are having it all. Especially mm-hmm. with our world right now, we are literally living in a world that's based off of competition. Every single aspect of life, like, is a competition. Education, where people are supposed to be learning. You want to see who's going to come top five and then give them presents, and then do sixth to last position can just go and do whatever they want. And obviously, if you're not coming top five, your parents will ask you if your mate
if you don't. Top
five. That's it. Oh, so man. It's like, so I feel like it's just interesting to see like the different ways in which people can use to define their having it all.
Yeah.
And I guess using like what we've talked about, I know that I have kind of brought up this conversation to different people. So one of the discussions I had, it was on Clubhouse, and I asked if they can have it all. And someone on Clubhouse gave a scenario where he said that there are only certain things he would want to achieve, you know, in order for him to feel like he has it all, you know, buy his mom a private island and buy a plane as well. I think he said that. And another person challenged him with the fact that once you get that private island and you get that plane, you'd want more. And he argued no, that once he has what he has, he will be mm-hmm. satisfied. But one thing I thought to myself here from listening to that discussion was, I kind of agreed with the person who argued his notion or argued what he defined as having it all, with the fact that, so you buy your mom this private island, you buy the plane. I mean, obviously, when you buy a private island, you definitely want to build a house, right? And then your mm-hmm. mom can't be secluded all the time.
Want
to, like, probably get more people there. And then when you now get more people there, you're probably thinking to yourself, this can probably be a source of financial income for me, where people come into this private island, obviously, they'll have to pay. Then you now have to build all these infrastructures where they're going to stay. And then when you now finally get, you know, people to come in, and now you get that money from there, you think, okay, how can I expand this and make this better? Right. And I feel like that's what we're
constantly doing
as humans. Yeah, we're always constantly looking for ways to evolve. The next thing, the thing that will take us to the next level. And then sometimes even before we reach that next level, we're already thinking of what to do. And I'm going to give an example with me, like for university. Before I even graduated from undergrad, my parents were already asking me, okay, where are you going to do your master's?
Master's, uncle.
Bruh.
Have you gone to...
What schools are you looking at? Okay, I finally found a school. I started in my master's first year. My dad already said, okay, you know, maybe once you're done with this, you go for PhD. I don't even know what PhD means. Like, I don't know the full definition of that. So,
I'll take any of those, bro. don't think anybody knows.
Like, it's like I haven't even finished one and I'm already being asked about the next. And it's like, how can you even figure out the next thing when you're not even done with the first one? So I feel like as humans, like, we constantly have that urge to evolve and that urge to look for the next thing, the next big thing. And when you find the next thing, you obviously want to see what the next thing is. Like, I feel like we always think that, I mean, and we always say this to ourselves, the possibilities are endless. The sky is your limit. So you always want to keep on pushing, keep on pushing. Right? So I feel like I do agree with the fact that, I mean, you can't necessarily have it all, because once you reach that quote and unquote all, there's something that's going to question you as to why you cannot go higher.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense. Like, like, what do you think about that?
I feel like that's the thing about being able to just be content. Like, I envy people who are just so content, like, who have peace in every single situation they're able to find. Like, I'm not saying, they probably have gone through their own turmoils to be able to get to that place in their life. But in every situation, like, I have a friend here who literally, anything that comes at this girl, at first it's like, oh my God, Andrea, this happened. Like, the next week I'm talking to her, she's talking about it, like, maybe it still even happened. She's talking about it as if, like, it was like 40,000 years ago. Like, she's telling this wise story. Like, she's so, I feel like there's just a level of contentment she's able to reach with, like, certain things. Like, okay, this is the situation now. If this is what I wanted and I have it and I'm clamoring for something else, then it's almost like I need to reassess the reason why I wanted that thing in the first place. It can't be because I truly wanted it. Because if I truly desired it, then I should be content with just having it. So is it because I was comparing it with maybe what someone else has unconsciously? Or is it because I was, and this and the fact that he's even saying that he's doing it for his mom. Like, is it because for some reason you think that that's what she wants? Maybe, what if that's not what she wants? What if literally all she wants is just to spend time with you? Why are you making things up for what, trying to fulfill other people's desires when you have no idea what they might even want? Like, and so I'm like, if I'm here making plans for her, and then I finally attain all those things and I'm able to be wealthy enough to achieve all those things for her. I'm still going to be restless because that's not what I really wanted. I'm going to try to find the next thing. Or maybe I can do this other thing. And I think there's also, when that's the method to which you're getting all these things that you want or you're achieving your goals, there will now be this sense of insecurity, which, I mean, there's a sense of insecurity in anything, because anything can happen at any time. Your job is not, your job is not secure. Nothing is secure. Nothing is balanced. Let's just genuinely. So I feel like it's about also, like, when you say you want something, really evaluate why
you want it.
Why do you want it? Like, I forget where I heard it. I think it might have been a podcast I was listening to, and I heard this man talking about how whenever he uses it for mental health, but I feel like it can apply to everything in your life. Like, whenever he's like, he has certain emotions or certain triggers or certain behaviors, he, like, asks himself this why tree, where he literally keeps asking himself why, and he finds the answer to that, and he's like, why? And apparently he boiled most of the things in his life down to just this, like, lack of trust in himself and lack of confidence. And most of the time, whenever he evaluates his behaviors, is always where it comes from. And I feel like if today I sat down and I'm like, by the end of this year I want to save $10,000, why? Ask yourself why, as in really try to understand why, what in your mentality, because what if it's not guaranteed though. Today 10,000 can be 10,000, next year 10,000 can be worth less than $2,000. Like, that's just the world. So you yourself sit down and really try to, like, understand where these things are coming from. I feel like you're taking back power. You're taking back your decision, like, the power of making decisions for yourself. I know. For me, I'm like, bruh, you're going to want more. Like, after you get up, you're going to want more. It's just the human mind. We're greedy. Whether you like it or not, we're greedy. We want more.
And I was just going, like, just listening to, like, what you said, it was interesting that you spoke about, like, contentment. And I was just thinking, like, for us, and I'm sure for, like, every person when they are young and they don't know what's going on, or they're not just exposed basically to the outside world. Like me, when I was really young, we lived in, like, a really nice bungalow house, right? I never really saw what a story building was. So I was very, very content with our house. Like I felt really good there. Like I felt like we literally had it. So I feel like the more we get exposed to things, and when I say exposed, I mean not even necessarily stepping out, but also what we are hearing, like what our environment tells us or what the people around us tell us. Like for some of us, we're just going to school to make sure that we learn and understand, not necessarily to quote unquote pass or however they try to define it. But at home, obviously, as I was about to go to school, our parents said, us, I paid this amount for this thing, or you better come back with this thing, or you better do this one, or that kind of stuff. So I feel like when we are young, or when we are, I would say, coddled, like we don't know anything, like we're just living in a bubble, we are satisfied with what we have, and we're okay with life. But the more exposed and the more, I guess, the more we hear about the outside world, it just we just have this desire to just want more.
So
And
do
I
you
feel like just that kind of exposure kind of makes things worse for us when it comes to growing up, like in terms of what we hear, how people tell us life is supposed to be lived, quote unquote. Like, do you feel like it makes the
life.
worth of living less?
Not necessarily. I feel like exposure, obviously, exposure can be like a really, really good thing. Generally, exposure is a very good thing. I mean, the more you know, like, but I feel like it's always interesting when we're children and we're like sort of in this bubble, and even the little things in life that like we have little exposure to, our parents are like. Like for like this is just an example. I can't think of any off the top of my head again. But like this kind, if you touch a boy, you're going to get pregnant. If you hold his hand, you're going to get
Absolutely.
pregnant. Just like little things like that, that it's like there was never any explanation why. It was just this thing, this little exposure you have, this thing is wrong. Like cancel it. Like wrong or right. And so when you now have the opportunity to go off by yourself, like most of us who have like left the house, like and to go to school, like even just like living on campus or whatever, finally living by yourself, and you're like seeing all these people with their, even if it's material possessions or things like that, and you're like, but I was told that this thing, or I have never even been able given the chance to see this thing or whatever. Like the way you consume it is like can be very damaging to yourself more than it is helpful. And that's not to say that like if you hadn't seen it, because like my parent, my like me, I always tell people, I'm like, me growing up, I was comfortable, bam. Like we're not rich, we're not poor, I was comfortable, and if there was anything my parents could not afford, it wasn't like it was a big necessity. It was just a want. Hannah Montana bag. Who's what? Hannah Montana don't help. Like
That's good.
really. So like, even if I see it somewhere else, obviously there'll be a part of me just as a child that is like, oh my God, I wish I had this. But like if I feel like if I had some level of just like explanation as to why these things don't really count, like if it wasn't just like shouting on me that what are you doing with that one, you want to waste money, when you make money come and buy it by yourself. Like do you like instead of sort of dismissing children like that or dismissing the child like that, I feel like if there's an explanation behind it, there's children are smarter than people give them credit for. Yeah, they just don't have the experience, but they are just as maybe just as smart as you are without the experience. But like I feel like there's a lot that can be explained that so that when they grow up or when we grow up or whatever, when we're at this stage in life, it's we don't take them as a threat to what we're able to have, or a threat to who we are, or a threat to our image. It's more just, okay, they have it. Okay, I have this. Like, do you get, like, we are different people, so different things will work for us. And maybe if I had that, I'll be a different person. Or, like, you know, just, like, being able to be at peace with that, like, it's not by, you cannot literally have everything. You can't.
It won't happen. That's true.
But, like, so can be, like, a driving force, too. Like, if it's that, you want that thing by fire, by force, you think it's going to catapult you to some a different level that you think that you want, go ahead, though. Maybe it's what will actually give you motivation to work hard and do the things you need to do. But at the same time, don't let envy creep into that and become like obsessive and completely take over you.
Like
you're literally pushing yourself to overdrive, pushing yourself to do things that are not necessary, or spending your last card on this Gucci belt, it's like, do you get what I mean? Like, that's not necessary at all. Right. That's not necessary. That way more important things. Not saying that Gucci belt is not buy it if you want to buy it, but it's just like, I guess, I don't know, just taking
pace yourself.
Good, pace yourself and taking all the good that exposure gives, because like, it brings you a lot of opportunities. Like, I cannot thank God enough for what I've been able to have and the exposure I've been able to have. It brings a lot of opportunities, a lot of growth, a lot of self-knowledge too, because you need to really, I don't know, have a lot of self-control and self, like, just,
I feel you. That's actually really nice to hear. I guess, okay, so sort of like rounding up, you know, this whole discussion about having it all.
It's a really hard balance.
It's not balance, really.
That's the moral of the story.
It
would never be.
Right. This was really, really insightful. Obviously, like, me personally, I have learned a lot just like speaking, especially like mostly about contentment, honestly, because I feel like it's really, really easy to get carried away with the things that are present in this world that you just continuously just want, but it's like, do you really need it? Like, if you get it, will you just be content, like, with what you have? So I think it was a really, really insightful conversation. Thank you so much for coming on. So before you leave, I was just gonna give the quote of the day, and that is, to whom much is given, much is expected. I kind of felt like this was a little bit in line with what we're talking about today, because we talk about having it all, and obviously in order to have it all, there's kind of so many things that come into play. And when you have so many things to carry on your shoulder, like, a lot of things will be expected of you. So I don't know, I just felt like kind of just went in line a little bit with what we spoke about today. And I just wanted to find out, you know, what song or what playlist or what album are you currently listening to, that, you know, maybe other people can listen to as well.
So I've like been listening to this playlist. It's like basically all these, like, I guess Y2K music, like, just all these old feel good, like 13-year-old, when I was 13, like all those MTV based tracks, you know, those like jams. That's why I like made a whole playlist, because like randomly, I don't even know what happened. I think I was listening to like Snoop Dogg, you know that beautiful song by Snoop Dogg.
That's
like
Pharrell Williams. Oh my
goodness, that was a bop. That was an actual bop. Like, can we just bring that era back? Like, so like, no, I was listening to it, and then, you know how, I don't know if you know how Spotify like basically just does the
recommend
all these songs for you. And I was like, oh my god, I forgot this song. Oh my god. T-Pain
T-Pain, they need to give him his flowers right now.
Like, they need to give him his actual, like, that man deserves, like, Hollywood should just change their sights.
No, for real.
Like, literally. He was so like, I started gathering everything together and like putting all these people's like songs together, like really old artists. There were a lot of really good art, like,
really good artists,
like Keisha Cole. I don't even know where she's at. I need to go.
Keisha Cole is still there. Hey, you need
Are you serious? I need to just.
You need to come trust and keep me. Just one day, just again, so. Sit down, get back to them. But is the playlist public or is it private?
Yeah, it's public. It's public. Okay. It's on my Spotify. I think it's called Timeless. It's literally
Timeless.
Timeless on Spotify.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, you can find it, you can bop, you can add, you just Help right. us, bless us.
I'm screaming. I'm definitely going to check it out because genuinely, like lately, I have just been in that era. Whether it's with fashion or with music, like I just find myself there. So I would definitely check it out.
I don't know if it's the nostalgia or whatever it is, but like I was like, oh my god. Plus the songs are actually mad.
Really,
like,
really good.
So
really
good. Like Usher. Hey, Usher was a madman. Like what? No, excuse me, star. Sorry.
I'm screaming. But yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. And guys, also thank you for listening. If you joined us today, and don't forget to keep the conversation going. Let us know if you know you feel like you can have it all, what your own perception is of having it all, and use the hashtag TTWM the podcast to let us know your views. And yeah, thank you so much again, Andrea, for coming on.
I'm so glad you invited me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, bye.